啊，哈利路亚，奉主耶稣基督圣名啊，我们很欢喜快乐，要在这里一起来查考圣经。
Hallelujah! In the name of the Lord Jesus, we're very glad, happy to be able to study the Bible together here.
那我们上次看到以利亚从洞中出来。
Last time we studied how Elijah came out of the cave.
那神给他三项工作。
The Lord gave him three tasks.
那这下子他可累了哈，会很累的。
And by this time he was exhausted.
嗯，为什么？因为他如果再跑回去的话，要跑很久，应该跑两三个月。
Even if he were to run back, it would take at least 2 to 3 months.
那他从第三个工作开始做。
Elijah started with the third task.
那我们看列王记上第十九章。
Please turn to 1 Kings chapter 19.
神跟他三个工作，第一个要到亚兰，就是到大马色去高那个哈谢做亚兰王，第十五节。
In verse 15, the Lord told him to first go to Damascus and anoint Hazael as king over Syria.
这是最远的。
This would be the furthest.
那再来就是要高宁氏的孙子耶户做以色列王。
Next, he was going to anoint Jehu, the son of Nimshi, as king over Israel.
那最近的就是要高亚伯米何拉人这个撒法的儿子以利沙做先知。
And lastly,
谢逊尼。
Lastly, the which was nearest him was to anoint Elisha, a son of Shaphat of Abel Mehola, to be a prophet.
那他从第三个工作开始。
And Elijah started with the third one.
在当时，在旧约里面哈，那个这里讲三个受膏。
This place mentions three types of anointing.
其实真正要高的，不高不行的，就是祭司。
But in reality, the office that requires anointing is priest, the priesthood.
祭司一定要受膏。
A priest must be anointed.
那国王不一定。
But not necessarily a king.
神所立的国王，神会派人去高，不然的话，你看在以色列王里面有高的不多啊。
If the Lord were to appoint a king, he would send someone to anoint that person. But usually, and a lot of times, the kings in Israel were not anointed at all, if you look at the history.
像亚哈有没有人高他当王？没有。
For example, did anybody anoint Ahab to be king? No.
安利新利，你看那个他们把前个王给谋杀掉，自己当王，有没有高他？没有。
Kings such as Omri and Zimri murdered, assassinated the previous kings and took the kingships themselves.
但是神所立的才要高。
But if a person was established by the Lord himself, this person would be anointed.
那祭司不高不行，一定是高的。
As for the office of priesthood, there must be anointing.
那先知呢？
What about prophets?
在圣经你有没有念过先知被高的？
Have you read any story in the Bible where a prophet was anointed?
有没有？没有。
No.
神在这里叫他去高以利沙。
The Lord told Elijah, however, to anoint Elisha.
以利亚有没有高以利沙？
But Elijah actually anointed Elisha.
没有。
No, he didn't.
他去只是把他的外套、外衣啊放在他身上。
He went and simply put his cloak on Elisha.
要不要再还回来？
还回来。
他把他外衣放在他身上，对不对？
Does that mean Elisha had to return the cloak?
你看第十九节了哈。
Let's read verse 19.
好，你请你念。
So he departed from there and found Elisha the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he was with the 12th. Then Elijah passed by and threw his mantle on him.
以利亚去没有膏他，只是把他外衣放在他身上。
Instead of anointing Elisha, Elijah simply threw his mantle on Elisha.
这是一个象征性的动作。
This was a symbolic action.
如果那个什么 Johnny， 你把你的外衣给 Hannah， 她会感觉怎么样
？Johnny， if you were to throw your mantle on Hannah，what would Hannah feel？
她没有感觉什么。
She wouldn't feel anything。
那你可能看他说他也冷了嘛哈。
But Johnny may have done it because he's noticed that Hannah was very cold.
应该没有录音了。大家知道的一个例子啦。
An example that we know.
这个讲这个不好，因为老和尚若要死之前，他就把他的什么袈裟衣钵传人。他这个衣服给谁，谁就以后就要来主持这个庙。这个例子不好了。
This is not the best example, but an older monk would pass on the heritage to the younger, the successor by giving him his cloak.
所以那个袈裟是这个位置的代表。
So that piece of garment is representative of his position or status.
好，那外衣呢？
What about the mantle?
先知一个很重要的是外衣。
The mantle is very important to a prophet.
那并且这个外衣一看穿什么衣就晓得他是什么人。
And by his outfit, a prophet would be recognized by all.
比如说在列王记下第一章，这个很熟的故事吧。
For example, a story we're familiar with is found in 2 Kings chapter 1.
他们派人要去抓以利亚。
They sent people to arrest Elijah.
到底这个人是谁呢？
And who was this person?
因为他跟国王说国王下不了床啊。
Because this person said that the king would not be able to get off his bed.
意思说包死的了。
That means he was going to die.
我们看第七节哈。
Verse 7.
国王问说这个人是谁啊？怎么讲这种话？
The king was upset and said, "What kind of man was this who came up to you and said these things?"
他们回答说
"So they answered him."
他身穿毛衣
"A hairy man wearing a leather belt."
然后呢，带皮带
"A leather belt around his waist."
然后王说啊，这一定是那个提示比人以利亚
"And the king immediately said, "It is Elijah the Tishbite."
所以有他的装扮的。
Therefore, the prophet tend to have a certain outfit.
我们来看一下那个撒加利亚书。
Please turn to Zechariah.
他讲到末后的日子。
In the last days.
在十三章。
Chapter 13.
十三章的一节说那日，二节那日，四节那日。
Verse 1, in that day. Verse 2, in that day. Verse 4, in that day.
那日就是末后的日子。
That day is the last day.
那你看第四节哈
，Verse 4， And it shall be in that day that every prophet will be ashamed of his vision when he prophesies. They will not wear a robe or of coarse hair to deceive.
这里最后说不再穿毛衣哄骗人。
They will not wear a robe of coarse hair to deceive.
也就是说，这个先知。一般哈，你穿警察衣服，人家以为你是警察嘛，对不对
？If you were to wear the uniform of a policeman, you would be recognized as a police officer.
但是你是假的。
But you may be a fake officer.
虽然你穿的警察的服装，但是呢，其实你没有那个，你没有权利去抓人的。
Although you may be in a police outfit, you are not authorized to arrest anyone.
那这里是讲到那日有一些假先知啊。
Here it says that in that day, certain false prophets.
他们虽然穿着毛衣。
Although they wear the robe of coarse hair.
但是呢，因为是假的，所以你穿的外表好像是先知，但是呢，不用再骗人了。
Although they had the outfit of a prophet, they could no longer deceive anyone.
所以是穿毛衣哄骗人。穿毛衣就是那个不是毛线衣哦，是那个就是很粗糙的，像骆驼的，就是带着毛的皮衣啊。
It's not a sweater, but a robe of coarse hair, and usually that of a camel.
那 那个约翰是穿骆驼毛的衣，但是那个不是骆驼毛织的毛线衣哦，不是，而是带着骆驼毛的皮的衣，这样子。
John wore clothes made of camel's hair, not the modern day camel hair sweater.
送你们去那个非洲很落后的地方，你就晓得了。
If you ever
泰山有没有看看过以前泰山穿的那个衣，就是但是要大件一点，他只是穿裤子而已。
If you ever go to Africa, you'll know what I'm talking about. Or if you know the story of Tarzan.You will know what kind of clothing I'm talking about, except it would be bigger.
那就是毛衣了。
That is a clothes made of hair, coarse hair.
但是不是毛线衣，你们都没有穿毛线衣。有啊有啊，那个是毛线衣，也不是那一种的。
It's not the sweater that we see.
那以利亚就把他的外衣放在以利沙身上。
Elijah threw his mantle on Elisha.
他马上知道。
And Elisha knew right away what.
知道什么事
？What did he know？
他受选召了。我们回来十九章。
Let's come back to 1 Kings 19. He knew that he had been called.
他正在忙哎。
He was busy.
他家很有钱哦。
He was from a wealthy family.
他有十二对牛。
He had 12 yoke of oxen.
他们家十二对就二十四头牛。
That means he had 24 oxen.
能够耕田的牛就有二十四头啊。
He had 24 heads of oxen that could plow the land.
那他有十二对的牛，你看他有加多少田地啊
？And you can imagine with 12 yokes of oxen, he must have had a huge piece of land.
啊，虽然那么有钱，但是他也是很殷勤工作了。他带着第十二对，就是可以看前面哈，他是。最后的那一队，
所以
有多少工人呢、啊、
？Although he was rich, he was very diligent because he was after the 12 yoke, looking after the 12 yoke, and you can imagine how many workers he hired.
在当时，以利沙其实是一个很大很大的大地主，他们家。
Elisha must have been a very wealthy landowner.
这时候他被选召了
，But he had been called.
他回去。
He returned.
然后呢，我们看第二十一节。
Verse 21. So Elisha turned back from him and took a yoke of oxen and slaughtered them and boiled their flesh using the oxen's equipment and gave it to the people and they ate. Then he arose and followed Elijah and became his servant.
他就跟随以利亚服侍他。
He followed Elijah and became his servant.
服侍以利亚。
He served Elijah.
我们现在不是要讲以利沙，我们是讲以利亚，所以以利亚、以利沙的故事就不讲了哈。
Our main concern for our sermon is Elijah, not Elisha. That's why we'll leave out the story of Elisha.
对以利亚很重要的，他要去找人。
One thing that's important about Elijah was that he must find the person.
在教会里面，一个很重要的，并且一个很宝贵的，就是同工。
In the church, one of the most precious commodities is a co-worker.
你们在家也一样，家里人应该是最亲的。
In the family, it's the same. Your family members should be the closest to you.
你最亲的是谁？
Who is closest to you? Your wife.
你的先生。
Your husband.
夫妻应该是一定要最好的。
Husbands and wives must be the closest to each other.
夫妻不好的话，信仰有时候会受影响。
If husbands and wives are not on good terms, their faith may be affected.
你在世界里没有比谁更亲啊，夫妻是一体的，不要忘记。
There should be no one else in the world closer to you than your spouse because you are one with him or her.
从道理来讲，没有谁能够比你的太太或是你的先生更亲的。
According to God's word, no one should be ever closer to you than your spouse.
甚至小孩也要挤到旁边去哦。
Even children must step aside.
父母在一起，小孩不要老是一直要挤中间，不可以的。
When the parents are together, children should not try to squeeze in between them.
当然，这是那个 mental 的问题了。实际也是让他知道，父母是一体的，不然小孩子很会利用父母，从中间找空隙钻呢。
This is a matter of mentality for the children. Sometimes children can take advantage of the distance between their parents.
那有时候那个夫妻一不小心就展开儿女争夺战了。
And sometimes the parents, husband and wife, can fight over their children.
拉拢小孩就是了。
They will try to use put their children on their side.
妈妈有事，爸爸就说：“你妈妈煮那个饭怎么吃着？吃麦当劳。”
The husband is upset. The husband may say to the children, "What kind of food is she cooking? Let's go eat McDonald's."
哦，小孩子拍拍手，好开心。
And the children are very happy and follow the father.
那爸爸不在。
And the father is not, when the father is not around.
妈妈讲：“你那爸爸又脏又那个，臭的要命啊！不要像他一样。”脾气又不好，走，我们出去散心。
The mother would say, "Look at your father. He's so, he has such a bad temper, and he's so dirty. Let's go out and give ourselves a break."
爸爸那么小气，走，赶快给你十块钱。
Look at your father. He's so stingy. Let me give you $10.
啊，小孩子很高兴啊，这边爸爸，那边妈妈，这样。
And the children are having a great time.
他游在当中。
They just swerve left and right.
不要把小孩子当成夫妻之间的润滑剂，这是错误的婚姻观念。
If you ever treat your children as a lubricant in your relationship, that is very wrong.
你一体还需要润滑剂啊？
If you are one body, why would you need a lubricant?
所以小孩子在那边滑来滑去啊。
And let the kids slide back and forth between you.
那这样小孩他以后的婚姻观念是错误的。
And you will instill the wrong values in marriage on your children.
甚至我们的信徒也是有时候婚姻的是想，有一次在那个一个姐妹讲习会，在英国都是姐妹，100多个。
Sometimes, even members may have the wrong mindset. Once during a marriage seminar, which was targeted at sisters in the UK.
都是妈妈。
There were more than 100 participants. They were all mothers.
我说眼睛闭着，不可以偷看哦。
I told them to close their eyes and not peek.
如果你的先生掉到水里面，还有你的儿子掉到水，你要救哪一个？
I asked them, if both your husband and your child fall into the water, who would you save first?
99% 都要救儿子了。
99% of them showed that they would save their children first.
我问一个执事娘说，你为什么这样决定？
I asked a deacon's wife why she chose what she chose.
她说老公老了，死了没有关系啊。
She said my husband is old, he can die.
这个小孩子还要长大，可怜啊。
But the child is so pitiful, she still needs to grow up.
我是看情形了哈，这个。我的问题是在说，你认为谁最亲
？Of course, it depends on the circumstance. But the intent of my question was, who is closest to you?
那同样的哈。
The same.
弟兄团契。
When we had a brothers' fellowship.
这个时候不能讲小孩跟太太，而是说你妈妈跟小孩，不，你妈妈跟你太太。
I asked a different question. If you were to choose between your mother and your wife.
很多都说救妈妈
，and many of them said that they would save their mothers.
为什么
？Why？
因为妈妈只有一个啊，太太死了还可以娶啊。
Because you only have one mother, and if your wife dies, you can marry another.
只是有够可恶啊
！What a terrible answer！
是错的。
It's very wrong.
我是来说亲疏的关系，夫妻一体，不要忘记。
Don't ever forget that the husband and the wife are one body.
不容第二个进来。
There must not be a second person coming in between.
外邦人所说的第三者进来，可能就是出轨了。
When Gentiles talk about extramarital relationships, they use the term the third person.
那第二个也不可以进来啊。
But for us, we should not allow a second person into our marriage.
儿女也不可以进来。
Including our children.
父母也不要跳到人家中间去。
And parents,
这不是关心啊，会造成困扰。
Parents should not meddle in the marital relationship. It will cause only trouble.
所以当然，正确哇， 怎么讲？有一个弟兄啊。
There was a brother.
他说要救妈妈还是救太太
？He was asked whether he would save his mother or his wife.
只能救一个啊。
He could only pick one.
对，那他就说，救妈妈。
He said he would save his mother.
那他太太说啊，我呢
？And his wife asked him, "What about me?"
他说我救妈妈之后，我就再跳下去跟你一起死啊。
He said, "Let me save my mother first, and I will jump back into the water to die with you."
这是标准答案。
That is a standard. That is a good, the perfect answer.
那个妈妈活了。
The mother
只能救一个嘛，妈妈活了。
You can only save one person, so the mother lives.
死在一起。
And you and your wife, being one flesh, will die together.
好，这样，这是标准答案。
That is the perfect answer.
当然，如果以亲疏来讲，应该救太太。
But in terms of being a closeness, you should choose your wife first.
但是如果以我来讲的话，我不敢下去啊。为什么呢？因为我太太比我会游泳啊。
But if it was me,
她教我游泳。
I would dare not jump into the water because my wife is a better swimmer than me, and she taught me how to swim.
如果她已经不行了，我下去包死的，那只好。存心说跟他一起死啊，反复也要看情形啊。这个问题不在于说救谁，是让你来思考最亲的是谁。
If she cannot even save herself, all I can do is die with her by jumping in. But my question is simply to let us think about who is closest to you.
这个很重要的。
This is very important.
夫妻应该什么话都可以讲的。
The husband and the wife should be able to talk about anything.
但是这不容易耶。
But to reach that state is not easy.
要有一个过程的。
There is a process.
那接下来就是同工。
Next, there's a relationship between co-workers.
对，以利亚、以利沙他们现在变成同工。
Elijah and Elisha became co-workers.
那在服事的路上，你看。以利亚说：“我跟你做了什么呢？”
Elijah said to Elisha, "What have I done?"
那以利沙就说：“我回去跟父母说再见。”
Elisha said, "Let me go back and bid farewell to my parents."
他是有真的有破釜沉舟的精神。
He was willing to go forward without looking back.
你看，把他牛给杀了。
He even killed his oxen.
那个套牛的这个器具煮了。
And boiled.And also used the oxen's equipment to boil the flesh.
不再回头了。
He was not coming back.
他就起身跟随以利亚。
He arose and followed Elijah.
来服侍他。
And became his servant.
我们看那个列王记下。
Let's turn to 2 Kings.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
十一节。
Verse 11. But Jehoshaphat said, "Is there no prophet of the Lord here that we may inquire of the Lord by him?" So one of the servants of the king of Israel answered and said, "Elisha the son of Shaphat is here, who poured water on the hands of Elijah."
他跟以利亚做什么
？What did Elisha do to Elijah? Elisha do to Elijah?
是他那个什么倒水在以利亚的手上。
He poured water on the hands of Elijah.
那中文是说服侍了哈。
In Chinese, it's translated as serve.
其实就是倒水。
But it's literally poured water.
他当那个水龙头，就是当自来水的水龙头。
He was the faucet.
在非洲，你就可以想象到。
You can imagine this better if you live in Africa.
在肯亚哈，不错。
In Kenya, it is quite nice.
他们要吃饭，那个家里的人就用水，他拿一个茶壶之类的，拿一个盆，那你他就倒水，那你就洗手。那当然不是掉地上了，因为他要拿一个脸盆。
Before meals, somebody would take a pitcher and pour water onto the family member's hands, and then they would use a basin to catch the water that.Runs off.
那他手也带着一个毛巾，就可以擦一擦。
And the person serving the water would use a handkerchief or a towel to wipe their hands.
但是那个乌干达就不好。
But in Uganda, it's not very nice.
我第一次去哈，第一次我不知道啊， 一个我们在教会一个姊妹来啊，一来就跪在那里，吓得我一跳，赶快跑。
During my first visit, suddenly a sister in our church ran to our presence and started and knelt down, and I was so shocked that I kept away.
但是我会错意了，他是对每个男人都跪。
I misunderstood. I thought she was only kneeling to me, but actually she knelt before any man.
我去了好几次，我印象很深刻。我女儿如果要嫁去乌干达，我会劝她说：“你这个膝盖要很壮，不然的话，如果你喜欢跪是没有问题。如果你们刚刚去的话，可能不习惯。”
That left a very deep impression on me. I told my daughter, "If you ever marry to Uganda, you better be prepared with very strong knees. You're not going to be used to it."
女的给男的东西都是跪着。
Over there, the women would give some, would first kneel before handing something over to a man.
倒水还可以啦，哦。
Pouring water is still acceptable.
好，所以他们两个就在一起了。
So Elijah and Elisha were together.
以利亚、以利沙，他们一起。
Elijah and Elisha were together.
也打破了以利亚总是一个人在跑。
And this broke the Elijah's concept that he was the only one.
世界的事情一般都是讲英雄、讲个人。
In the world, people stress heroism and individualism.
对。当然我们现在说会说这是一个 teamwork, 但是 teamwork 也是怎么样造就一个头啊。
We often talk about teamwork in the world, but oftentimes in the teamwork, you are building up a leader.
你在选举也是 teamwork, 但是到最后是选一个总统，其他人都没有名了，只有总统有名。
In a political campaign, for example, it may be a teamwork, but ultimately the person who gets elected is the president, the one person.
当兵的时候有一句话就是一将功成万骨枯了。一个将军为什么能够成为将军？因为很多的骨头都已经怎么样为他牺牲掉，很多人为他牺牲掉。
There was a saying in the military that a general becomes a general at the expense of hundreds and thousands of bones, people who sacrificed for him.
尤其在打仗的时候。
Especially during war.
一个很勇敢的大将啊
a very valiant general,
不晓得死了多少小兵啊
must have lost many soldiers.
我们常常在讲拿破仑，然后是那个亚历山大大帝啊，很勇敢啊。
We often talk about the bravery of people like Napoleon or Alexander the Great.
不晓得多少人为他死掉了。
But,
他才能够成就他的功名。
It's because so many countless lives had died for them that they became famous.
但是神国呢，是一起工作。
But in the kingdom of God, we serve side by side.
不是造就一个人。
We are not serving to build up one person.
你们在公司一样，无论是大公司、小公司，大公司一定有一个总裁嘛。
In the company, especially large companies, there is always a CEO.
他一定是压那边的。一定要有成果，你没有成果怎么样？换人呢、啊？那个董事会的那个董事长，那个对不对？
And the board of directors would demand results from the CEO, and the CEO in turn from their employees.
那我们呢，在教会里面都是同工。
In the church, we are all co-workers.
完全不一样的。
It is a very different mentality.
我们永远有这个，只有一个主人。
We can only have one master and always one master.
就是主耶稣啊。
Who is our Lord Jesus?
这一次我们来做这个工作。
This time when we worked on this project.
一来我的老板就改变方向了。
When I got here, my boss decided to change the direction.
我带了四本书来，一本都没用到。
I brought with me four books, which none of which I used. I got to use.
第一天讨论完，我说这个工作你要开始培养你的那个以诺，开始做，可能做两三代做不完了。
After our first discussion, I told him that you have to start training your son Noah, because this will take many generations to complete.
就你的那个孩子，如果结婚又生孩子来做这个工作，还是绰绰有余的。
When Johnny gets married, even his children can work on this project and still
David, Jennifer,
have a lot of time left. A lot of work left.
如果你们没有来做的话, 就是你们生的孩子, 孩子长大再来做也做不完。
Same for David and Jennifer. When your children grow up, they will work on this project and still not be able to finish.
你当老祖母了, 你的孙子再来做, 都还可能还做不完。
When you become an old granny, your grandchildren will still be working on the project.
但是主耶稣永远, 你换了多少代, 主耶稣永远是主。
But no matter how many generations pass, the Lord is only one.
以利亚现在有一个以利沙。
Now Elijah had a companion who was Elisha.
我们那接下来呢, 他就不用再藏起来了。
And after this, he did not have to hide anymore.
你看, 他藏完之后, 神叫他去跟亚哈做传警告。
After Elijah had hidden himself, the Lord told him to warn Ahab.
21章的第17节。
Chapter 21, verse 17. He went.
第六王记下第一章。
Let's read 2 Kings chapter 1.
这个国王要去外邦问外邦神呢。
When this king sent a messenger to inquire of a foreign god.
神也叫以利亚说要警告。
The Lord told Elijah to warn the king.
并且跟他说你下不了床。
And told him that he would not be able to come down from the bed.
第四节,
Verse 4. Now therefore, thus says the Lord, you shall not come down from the bed to which you have gone up, but you shall surely die. So Elijah departed.
他不怕,
he was not afraid.
甚至国王派兵要杀他, 要抓他,
even when the king had sent soldiers to arrest him,
50个人啊,
50 soldiers came.
烧死了,
they were all burned by fire.
第一次烧死,
the first group were burned up.
第二批也烧死,
the second group was burned up.
第三批这个人比较聪明啊,
when the third team came, the captain was smarter.
他听说烧死了两批人, 他来就说求饶啊。
When he heard that the previous two teams had been killed, he begged for mercy.
所以其实我们做圣工心要很平稳。
When we do holy work, our hearts must be at rest.
神说需要做这工，你就做这工。
When the Lord tells you that this work is needed, you just do it.
不用强出头，但是也不要怎么强隐藏。
You don't need to over present yourself and over hide or over hide yourself.
就很自然。
You just be natural.
该做什么就做什么，这样就好了。
Just do what you're supposed to do, and that is enough.
以利亚跟以利沙最后他们要走一段路。
Elijah and Elisha had to tread the last journey.
这个以利亚不让他升天不行啊, 因为我要回德国了。
We must let Elijah go to heaven because I'm returning to Germany.
不然就要等到明年了。
Otherwise, we have to wait till next year.
那我们看列王记下第二章。
Let's come back to let's read 2 Kings chapter 2.
今天晚上一定要让他升天啊。
We must let Elijah go to heaven tonight.
做个结束。
Wrap it up.
我们看第一节。
Verse 1.
好，前面。
And it came to pass when the Lord was about to take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal.
如果你是在台湾受宗教教育的,
if you were trained under the RE system in Taiwan,
像我一样,
like myself,
你一定会说以利亚乘火车火马上天了。
You would definitely say that Elijah went up to heaven by chariots of fire,
对不对? 火车火马,
chariots and horses of fire.
其实不是啊。
But this was not the case.
现在我是听他们讲, 台湾总会的那个教材还是火车火马升天。
I was told that even now the textbooks in Taiwan still say that Elijah went up to heaven by chariots and horses of fire.
这是太好心了。
But this is being too nice to Elijah.
火车火马比较壮观嘛，是不是？
Fiery chariots and horses are more grand.
这里说是用旋风。
But it tells us here that he was taken up by a whirlwind.
神要用旋风借雨啊, 神天, 你, 可能好心你说, 旋风, 可能旋到头一脑障,
You may think that whirlwind is too violent, that he would go, become dizzy.
其实是旋风。
But the truth was that he was taken up by a whirlwind.
好了, 这个时候是以利亚跟以利沙从吉甲前往。
Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal.
神要把他接升天,
the Lord was taking up Elisha.
这不是秘密啊,
this wasn't a secret.
每个人都知道,
everybody knew about it.
不知道是什么时候在哪个地方,
they just didn't know when and where this was going to take place.
好, 他们从吉甲开始,
they began from Gilgal.
当然吉甲, 如果你那个是滚去的意思, 以色列人进迦南地, 第一站就是吉甲, 就是把以前的羞耻滚去。
The name Gilgal was to roll away. This was the first station the Israelites reached when they came to Canaan.
那这时候以利亚对以利沙说了,
Elijah said to Elisha,
主差我往伯特利去, 你可以在这里等候。
Stay here please, for the Lord has sent me on to Bethel.
好, 神有没有差遣?
Did the Lord send him?
有, 这次有差遣。
Yes, the Lord did send him this time.
他们从吉甲开始,
they began from Gilgal.
那, 以神说你到伯特利去,
the Lord sent, told Elijah to go to Bethel.
那以利亚跟以利沙说了,
Elijah said to Elisha,
神差我往伯特利去,
the Lord has sent me on to Bethel.
你在这里等候,
stay here.
那以利沙说, 我指着永生神说了,
but Elisha said, as the Lord lives and as your soul lives, I will not leave you.
于是二人下到伯特利,
so they went down to Bethel.
好, 伯特利就是神的家,
Bethel means the house of God.
离开羞耻之地,
they left the land of shame,
就进到神的家了,
and entered the house of God.
那吉甲如果是象征着洗礼,
if Gilgal represents a baptism,
就滚去羞耻,
which means to roll away our shame.
那接下来就是进到了神的家里面。
The next, we come into the house of God.
好了, 那在那里呢, 他就第三节, 哈,
verse 3,
说, 住伯特利的先知们出, 先知门徒出来, 看见以利沙。
The sons of the prophets who were at Bethel came out to Elisha,
对他说了,
and said to him,
主今天要接你的师父离开你, 你知道不知道?
Do you not know that the Lord will take do you know that the Lord will take away your master from over you today?
他说我知道,
and he said, yes, I know.
不要作声,
keep silent.
所以表示神要今天把以利亚接升天, 这是大家都知道的。
Everybody knew that the Lord was taking away Elijah today.
在哪个地方, 在什么时候不知道。
They just didn't know the exact time or the place.
那, 在伯特利的先知门徒, 他们就出来讲话了。
The sons of the prophets at Bethel came out to say these things.
你们怎么还在这里走呢?
Why are you here?
那个, 不是要升天吗?
Isn't your master going away?
以利沙说不要讲话。
Elisha told them to keep silent.
神有神的时候, 神有神的地点。
God had his time and place.
第四节,
verse 4.
以利亚对以利沙说,
Elijah said to Elisha,
主差遣我往耶利哥去,
the Lord has sent me on to Jericho.
你可以在这里等候,
stay here.
以利沙说,
but Elisha said,
标准单我指着永生, 主又敢在你面前启示, 我必不离开你。
Standard answer, as the Lord lives and as your soul lives, I will not leave you.
于是二人到了耶利哥,
so they came to Jericho.
你看, 这个故事在报道的时候, 是什么样? 好像一个, 重复的一个, 典型一样。
The way this story was reported was following a certain pattern.
Stereotype,
这样一直在传播。 Which was repetitive.
这个时候你来想,
think about this.
以利亚, 在这个故事里面谁是主角?
Who was the main character here in the story?
是以利亚, 不是以利沙哦。
It was Elijah, not Elisha.
是谁要升天?
Who was going up to heaven?
是以利亚要升天。
Elijah.
哦, 是神要把他接去。
The Lord was taking him away.
他知不知道在哪个地方, 哪个时候?
Did he know when, where and when?
不知道啊。
He didn't know.
但是, 神给信息是给他哦。
But the Lord had given him the message.
神差他从那个基甲，他到了伯特利。
The Lord has sent him from Gilgal to Bethel.
从伯特利，神又差遣哦到耶利哥。
And from Bethel, the Lord sent him to Jericho.
你地图把它量量看。
If you measure the distances on the map.
当然有人说基甲有几个地方了哈，不一样的地方。
The Gilgal may be at different locations.
但是不管在哪里。
But regardless of the exact location.
那个伯特利是在山上哦。
Bethel was up on a mountain.
耶利哥是在底下哦。
Jericho was at a lower elevation.
那个落差几百公尺了。
The elevation difference was over a few hundred meters.
那个我们知道那个
kilometers.
耶利哥是在那个什么约旦河平原啊，约旦河谷旁边啊。
耶利哥。Jericho was by the valley of Jordan.
那个约旦河最低的是地海平面差不多398公尺低。
The lowest point of Jordan
地海平面哦。
was 398meters below sea level.
好，你把它量量，我量过，你用直线距离，这差，它这个绕这样一圈，差不多60公里。
And if you measure the distance, the shortest distance would have been 60 kilometers.
他们走很快啊。
They must have walked very fast.
急行军哦，一小时走6公里。
When the military travels, the fastest is 6 kilometers an hour.
所以他们一天啊，是要走十个小时啊，你走走看。
So at the fastest pace, they would have walked 10 hours that day.
上上下下，上上下下。
They had to go up and down.
好，我自己在想，如果我是以利亚，我跟说神啊，升天有什么？我这里不是，那里不是，到底要哪里啦？你拜托一下。
If I was Elijah, I would complain to God. God, what are you doing? What's so big? What is the big deal about going to heaven? That you have to make me go through all these? He didn't say ask a question.
你看这整个故事有三组人哦。
We can see three groups of people in this story.
第一个就是以利亚。
First, Elijah.
神直接告诉他。
God spoke to him directly.
直接讲什么
？What did God say directly？
去这里
，Go here。
去那里
，Go there。
去那里
，Go there again。
神有没有跟他说，我要在这里把你提升天？没有。
The Lord said to him, "I will take you up to heaven at that place." No, he didn't.
但是大家都知道今天。
But everybody knew that he was taken up, being taken up that day.
第二个就是以利沙。
The second character was Elisha.
如果他说，哎，我们去录音。
If he said to me, "Let's go and do some recording."
好，那我相信他，我路也不懂啊。
So I trust him and I follow him.
他如果载我到一个地方说，哎呀，不对。
He takes me to one place and said, "This is the wrong place."
第二个不对。
A second place, not the wrong place.
虽然是再怎么相信，我说我们回家了。
No matter how much I trust him, I will ask him to let's go home.
你是这里的人，怎么欺人太甚嘛？对不对？你。再怎么相信你也想说故意啊
You're local. 是不是? Why are you taking me from place to place? It's too much.
好啦，以利沙。
Elisha.
从基甲跟他一起走啊。
Had begun walking with Elijah from Gilgal.
是你升天呢。
It was Elijah who was being taken to heaven.
好啦，到了伯特利。
They arrived at Bethel.
他说，哎，神差他去耶利哥。
Then Elijah said that he was being sent by the Lord to Jericho.
去耶利哥。
So they went to Jericho.
耶利哥又不对，要去约旦河。
And Jericho was still not the right place, so they had to go to Jordan.
你要不要跟呢？
Would you follow?
你会想说他故意甩我嘛？要把我甩掉啊？
You would think
是不是
that Elijah was just trying to get rid of you?
是不是？
Wouldn't you think that?
对以利沙来讲
，To Elisha,
我认为他不是要甩他。不给他跟这个小孩子爱哭又喜欢跟路。
I do not believe that Elijah was trying to get rid of Elisha.
那个宋三兄他下大夏天哦，跟太太一起去买东西。
During a very hot summer day, Brother Sam and his wife went to go shopping. Went shopping.
那个停车场已经停满了，所以他停在很外面。
The parking lot was full, so he parked very far away.
好了。东西买出来了。
After shopping and coming out,
我不晓得这里了，在南非很热啊。
I don't know about here, but in South Africa, it can get very, very hot.
冬天很热。
Even in the winter.
他们刚好相反就是了。现在是他们的夏天。
It's very hot in the winter, our winter.
你出去像我这种出去一定要戴帽子，不然的话回到家已经是脱一层皮的。
I would always have to wear a hat in such a weather, or else my skin would peel after getting home.
那他说，可爱的太太，你在这里等着。
He says to his wife, my lovely wife, stay here and wait.
不是不当的跟。
It's not that he doesn't want her to follow.
我去把车子开来。
But he says, I will go and drive the car here.
我自己晒没有关系啊，你在这里不可以晒到。
I can go under the sun, but not you.
没有，我在想是以利亚想说，我不知道，因为我自己也不知道在哪里啊。
So I believe that Elijah didn't know where he would be taken up to heaven.
你可以在这里等候。
He just asked Elisha to wait.
我如果有消息再来通知你。
And he would tell Elisha of any updates from God.
也可以这样想嘛，对不对？
That's one possible way to look at it.
我不会想说是以利亚要来试验以利沙。
I don't look at it as Elijah trying to test Elisha.
为什么
？Why？
如果你要试验他，你要答案呐、啊。
If you want to test somebody, you need to have the answer first.
你自己就没有答案了、
啊。If you don't even have the answer,
你也不晓得在哪里要升天了、
啊。If you don't know where you are going to be taken to heaven,
所以只好用这样，我自己就自身难保啦。
You can simply say that you don't even know yourself.、
嗯、所以你在这里等一下。
And you can ask your companion to just wait for a while.
我是比较喜欢这样想。
That's how I tend to look at the story.
但是你也可以想说，以利亚不给以利沙跟来试验他，你是不是忠心要跟我
？But of course, you can read it differently and say that Elijah was trying to test Elisha to see whether he was faithful.
我比较不会这样想。
But that's not how I look at the story.
因为这一趟路是很长的路。
This was a very long journey.、
嗯、然后呢，他们到了耶利哥。
They arrived at Jericho.
你看这故事都是两人到了，两人到了。
You can see in the story repeatedly that it says that they or the two of them came to such and such.
第二节是于是二人下到伯特利。
Verse 2, so they went down to Bethel.
第四节
Verse 4,
于是二人下到耶利哥。
So they came to Jericho.
第三个就是这些那个先知门徒。
The third group of people were the sons of the prophets.、嗯、
他们不敢对以利亚讲什么。
They dare not speak to Elijah.
只是对以利沙说。
They just said to Elisha,、
哎、你师父不是要升天吗？
Isn't your master going away?
你还在这里，台湾话说啰啰嗦啊，还在这里做什么？
Why are you lingering here?、
嗯、因为这里走那里走，怎么升天？怎么是不是放风声的？怎么？
He's supposed to go to heaven. Why do you travel from place to place today?
以利沙总说，我们知道，不要讲。
Elisha simply said, I know. Be silent.
不要作声。
Be silent.
第六节。
Verse 6.
以利亚又对以利沙说了。
Elijah said to Elisha again,
主差我往约旦河去。
The Lord has sent me onto the Jordan.
基甲是在约旦河畔哦，对不对？
Gilgal was by Jordan.
他们上了伯特利。
But they had gone up to Bethel,
又下到耶利哥,
and come down to Jericho,
又回到那个什么,那个约旦河,
and finally returned to Jordan.
上上下下,
they went high up above and very far below.
一个平常的人已经是不耐烦了。
A normal person would get very impatient.
嗯,你想说神啊,这升天就升天,怎么刁难这个啊。
You would think, God, you just take me to heaven. Why are you making it so difficult for me?
每次都是差遣哦。
And the Lord sent him explicitly.
差到这里没有，差到那里没有，差到那里没有。
The Lord sent him here and there, but none of those places was the place to be taken. Elijah said not a word. And Elisha also said not a word.
他们两个人在一起走,
the two of them walked together.
他们有没有一样的心啊?
Did they share the same heart?
没有。
No, they didn't.
我们常常说要同心，你跟我同心，是我跟你还是你跟我?
We always say we need to have the same heart, but whose heart should we have?
其实跟神同心。
We should have the heart of God.
如果每个人有跟神的心一样的心，两个人不理解，两个人没有办法了解，也能够在一起。
If we all have the heart of God, even if we cannot understand each other, we can still serve together.
以利沙知道以利亚吗？以利亚知道以沙吗？
Did Elisha understand Elijah? Did Elijah understand Elisha?
他们处境是不一样的。
They were in very different situations.
就好像亚伯拉罕跟他儿子同行，有没有？
It is like Abraham walking together with his son.
他们两个心一样吗？
Did they have the same heart?
不一样。
No, they didn't.
一个知道，一个不知道。
One knew, the other did not know.
一个手里是拿着火与刀。
One held a fire and a knife in his hand.
亚伯拉罕是火与刀，刀要杀你，火要把你烧。
Abraham held the knife to kill his son with and a fire to burn him up with.
他只有他晓得。
Only Abraham knew.
他的儿子背着柴啊。
His son Isaac was carrying the wood.
他是要去奉献的。
He was to be the sacrifice.
他问说：“爸爸啊，没有羊呢。”他爸爸说：“神会准备了。”他其实他如果讲实话说：“啊，就是你呀。”
He asked the father, "Where's the sacrifice?" Abraham said, "The Lord will provide." But he could have said the truth: "You are the sacrifice."
他们两个人心有没有通？
Did they share the same heart?
没有。
No, they did not.
在心理学里面说什么要同理心呐、啊，要什么心这个心那个心，其实我这是人家讲的。有一次一个。最会讲心理学的，最会讲夫妻之道的，你不要你听完之后他已经离婚了。
The psychology always talks about having the same mind or same feeling and so forth. But there's a psychology who specialized in marriage got a divorce.
有一次在一个场合里面请一个很有名的来讲夫妻之道，讲完之后听完、啊、他已经是离过婚了。
On a certain occasion, a psychologist came and talked about having a good marriage. But then I realized afterwards that he had been divorced.
人没有说两个心一样的。
No human being can have the same heart.
你要你是你跟他一样，你跟我一样。
Because whose heart should you follow?
我不知道，男女思考方式就不一样。
Just there is already a difference between the way man thinks and a woman thinks.
为什么感情那么好?
But why are they so in love?
因为有神啊。
Because
there is God. 神是最好的连着剂啊，因为神就是爱，神就是爱。
God is the best glue that glues the two together because God is love.
人的爱很脆弱啊。
Human love is very fragile.
别的传道很好，像我。讲爱爱，其实你人烦起来，人那个什么气起来，哪里爱？拜托，
preachers,
人就是人，只是没发脾气而已。
Other preachers may be much better than me, but when I always talk about love, but look at me if I, when I have bad temper, we are all human.
一定要神。
We need God. We need God.
以利亚，他相信神的差遣。
Elijah believed in God's sending.
没有话。
He did not say a word.
以利沙相信神。
Elisha believed in the Lord also.
今天他会升天。
That his master was taken to heaven.
他也相信以利亚。
He also trusted Elijah.
他不是故意刁难哦。
That Elijah would not make it hard for him.
他不是要把我甩掉。
That Elijah did not intend to get rid of him.
因为每到一个地方都说你在这里等啊，不给人家跟啊，对不对？并且走了六十公里也很远啊。
Every place they went, his master told him wait. He could think that he could have thought that it was he was trying to get rid of him. It was a long journey.
你看第六节
，verse six.
于是二人一同前往。
So the two of them went on.
那这些先知门徒呢，只是在边。看戏的一样。
The sons of the prophets were like spectators.
说一点风凉话。
And they said words that seemed sarcastic.
第七节。
Verse 7.
五十个去了。
50 of them went.
你看，远远的站在他们面前。
And stood facing them at a distance.
他们也不跟啊，只是看热闹，看到底这两个人在搞什么。
They were not following them. They were simply watching a show.
今天要升天。
The Lord was taking him away to heaven today.
走了，你看走了多少地方啊？
They traveled so many places.
每个地方都有先知们的，出来都讲通的话。
At every place, the sons of the prophets would come out to say the same words.
第八节哦。
Verse 8.
以利亚将这外衣卷起来。
Elijah took his mantle, rolled it up.
所以你不要以为他外衣很多，只有这一件而已。所以那个把搭上去那件又是拿回来了。
Don't think that Elijah had a lot of mantles. He only had one mantle. So the mantle that he threw on Elijah
这件很重要
earlier, Elijah took back. So this mantle is very important.
谁捡到这件，谁就继续了。
Who picked up the mantle would be this next prophet.
当然，这是旧约里面象征性的一个物，象征性的物件。
Of course, this was a symbolic object in the New Old Testament.
好。用他的外衣打水。
He took his mantle and struck the water. The water was divided.
两人走干地过去，就好像那个过红海一样。
The two of them crossed over as the Israelites crossed the Red Sea.
过去之后
，After they crossed,
以利亚也是好心啊，想说他一直一路上来，一直跟我风尘仆仆的走，到底我要送他什么？
Elijah was very kind to Elisha because Elisha followed him all along. He asked Elisha if he needed anything.
我为你做什么呢？
Ask, what may I do for you? Before, ask.
你要什么？走了累了，要不要给你按摩啊？还是什么呀？
After the long journey, should I give you a massage?
你要我为你做什么？
What may I do for you?
那以利沙怎么说呢？
What did Elisha say? Please let a double portion of your spirit be upon me.
两 double portion 不是两倍哦。
Double portion is not double.
对，两倍是什么 ？Twofold 是不是
？Twofold.
两不是两倍，是两份。
Double portion is different from double or two.
你爸爸有
twofold
五块钱。
Your father has $5.
那你有四个兄弟。
And you have four brothers.
大家来分这五块钱。
And the five of you would divide up the $5.
那你说我老大嘛，要分两份。
You being the older one may say, I want a double portion.
你是要 double portion， 你不能说我要什么样 twofold， 那就不是要两倍啊，两倍就要五块钱，你要十块钱哪里的十块钱全部就五块钱。
So, double portion does not mean twice of what your father has, meaning $10. No.
是。那这是什么意思呢
？What does it mean？
就是他希望继承以利亚的职分，继续当那个。接下来你就看得到啊，这时候很多的先知学校，他想来带领他们。
He hoped to inherit
当长子啊。
Elijah's work ministry being the head of the sons of the prophets。
两份不是两倍，中文分翻的不好。众欢说：“求感动你的灵，加倍的感动我。加倍就是两倍嘛，不是？是两份 double portion。”
The Chinese says twice as much, but that's not correct. It should be double portion.
一定要说这个没办法，这个看神咯。
But Elijah said it's not up to me, it's up to God.
这个是神的工作，跟那个世上不一样。
God's work is different from the work of the world.
以前皇帝要指定太那个什么太子。他就继位了。
In the olden days, the emperors would appoint the next heir to be the king.
比较独裁的国家说，你办事我放心，你就继续做总统了，或是做主席了。
A dictator would decide who was the successor.
神国不是。
But this is not so in God's kingdom.
没有人说可以说指定哦，下一任谁来当，这是错误的。
No one can appoint his successor in church.
耶稣教会是一样。
This is the same in the true Jesus church.
有时候如果这个人很权威了，很厉害了，小心。
If a person is very authoritative and very powerful, he must be very careful.
这不是教会不是社会。
The church is not the society.
你跑在前面，魔鬼攻击的最厉害，死的最早。
If you're ahead of everybody else,
我是讲真的。
You are the devil's target, and you will die earlier.
以利亚说：“我没办法呀。”
Elijah said, "I cannot. There's nothing. It's not up to me."
但是我被接去，如果你看见的话
，But if you were to see it when I'm taken,
你就会得到。
You will receive it.
不然得不到。
Otherwise, you will not.
但你看见 receive it. 看见看不见，不在我，在神。
But it is up to God whether you see or not.
十一节
11.Then it happened as they continued on and talked, and suddenly a chariot of fire appeared with horses of fire and separated the two of them, and Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven.
火车火马来了。
The horses of fire and chariots came.
是不是把伊利亚载走？
Did they give Elijah a ride?
不是。
No.
他们这时候两个人太亲了。
They were so close together, the two of them.
不用火车火马来，他们分不开。
Without the chariots and horses of fire, they would not be able to be separated.
火车火马来是把他们，哎呦来了！这时候怎么样？他们没有两个抱在一起死啊！
When they saw the chariots and fire, horses of fire, they didn't cling onto each other to die together.
他们不是一体啊，不要忘记了。
Because they were not one flesh.
这时候如果夫妻就要抱在一起啊。
If they were husband and wife, they would have clung together.
你不可以乱自己跑啊！
You should not run away.
小心了哈，我是讲真的，不要像外邦人说，夫妻本是同林鸟，大难来时各自飞啊。嗯、
Don't be like what the unbelievers say that when you are in trouble, you go your own separate ways.、
嗯、要一起死啊。
You must die together.、
嗯、夫妻要一起。
Husband and wives must be together.
这两代的工人分开。
But these two generations of workers were separated.
一个走了。
One went up.
一个继续。
One continued behind. 好了，
所以以利亚怎么乘旋风？神也没有说顺便那个什么搭个便车，没有。
Elijah, God took Elijah up by the whirlwind. God didn't give Elijah a free ride on the chariot.
没有啊，这个只是把他们分开而已，到乘旋风上去。
God simply used the chariots and the horses to separate them, but took Elijah up by a whirlwind.
那以撒看见就说：“我的父啊，我的父啊，以色列的战车马匹。”
Elijah saw it and he cried out, "My father, my father, the chariot of Israel and his horsemen."
所以看不见了。
He saw him no more.
他就把自己的衣服撕裂了。
He took hold of his own clothes and tore them into two pieces.
他的那个外衣掉下来。
And Elijah's mantle fell.
他现在拿着他的外衣了。
Elijah took the mantle.
一代工人过去，另一代继续。
One generation of worker had passed, the next generation continued.
神的工作是这样。
This is how God's work is.
你也不要想说要留个名啊，什么样。
Don't even think about leaving behind your name.
走了就走了。
Just leave.
你留名做什么？
What's the point of leaving a name behind?
世界上人是一直要跟他留个名啊。
In this world, people like to leave their name behind.
嗯，我们不用。
But not so with us.
留名留在天国。
It's more important for our names to be remembered in heaven.
不要鬼，怕你们就高兴。
The Lord Jesus said,
要名字留在天上高兴。
Do not rejoice because Satan was afraid of you, but that your name was recorded in heaven.
当然不是说那个鬼服了我们就哭啊。
But of course, it's not saying that we should mourn when Satan yield to us.
主耶稣的意思是说，你要看哪个重要。
What the Lord Jesus meant was that you have to know what is more important.
鬼服了。
To have the devil submit to you.
工作有果效了。
To see the result of your work.
有成就了。
To have accomplishment.
这个是世界人最要的。
These are the things the people of the world are after.
成功了才是英雄。
You become a hero if you're successful.
你失败了。
But if you fail.
就是寇。成者为王，败者为寇。 你败了 你说我已经尽心尽力怎么样，你也是很努力了，但是败了就怎么样，就不行了，没有人纪念。
If you fail, you become nothing and nobody remembers you.
在神国是神来评断。
In God's kingdom, God is the judge.
不是用你的成果 来呈现。
You do not measure yourself by your own, the fruit of your work.
所以以利亚一生呢
Elijah's entire life.
到最后很幸福的。
At the very end, he had a very happy
life. 两个人一起走。
Very joyful life because the two of them
完全照神的那个差遣
walked together in complete accordance with the Lord's commission.
没有一点抱怨。
There was not a tiniest complaint.
他没有抱怨神。
He did not complain to God.
以利沙没有抱怨他。
And Elisha did not complain to him.
到最后完全在神的安排。
In the end, they were under perfectly under God's arrangement.
他没有说哦，你跟着我这一路，那些人，你看他在看热闹。好，以后那个校长就让你当。
He did not say, "Look at you, you follow me all along, and those sons of prophets were only watching a show. So I'm going to appoint you as the principal."
世界人是这样子嘛，对不对？
That is
一直忠心跟啊，所以我死了之后，这个主席让你来。
The people of the world will pass on their position to their faithful followers.
以利亚说：“不，这个我没办法了。”
But Elijah said, "This is not up to me. It is up to God."
你可以看到，以利亚到现在已经是完全没有我了。
At this point, Elijah was completely selfless.
无论是藏，无论你是藏起来，
whether in hiding，
或是你呈现出来，
or in presenting，
在这里完全是在神。
It is completely up to God at this point.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray together.
奉水主救圣灵祷告。Oh, Dios mío, Dios mío, Dios mío.